理课堂听 class.com。
Today on Tuning In the USA, we are with Susan and her friend Harry Bennett in Chinatown, a special neighborhood of New York City. They have a list of fresh foods they need to buy for a dinner party that night. But Chinatown has many food markets, and the streets are very busy. And so, shopping for food in Chinatown becomes an adventure for Susan and Harry.
Look, Harry, these vegetables are so much fresher and nicer than the ones I usually find at the grocery store.
They're so much more unusual than the ones you usually find at the grocery store.
Susan, what's that? Is that an eggplant?
Yep, it's a Chinese eggplant. Check the list, Harry, and see if we need to buy that.
Bean sprouts, sea bass, shrimp, eggplant.
Ah, success!We found our first ingredient. Oh, and there are the mushrooms.
I know hardly anything about Chinese cooking.
That's the reason tonight will be so much fun. You'll get to meet my friend Lily, and you'll meet her friend Ed. He's an actor. And you'll get to eat a terrific home-cooked Chinese dinner.
Sounds like fun.
Right. But only if we finish our part of the deal. We shop, they cook.
And everyone eats. Okay, next item on the list, bean sprouts.
Ah, look down.
Oh, I see, in the bucket. Those white things must be bean sprouts. I'll just grab a handful.
Here's a plastic bag to put them in. Oh, Harry, look, there goes a fish seller pushing a cart.
He must have 15 kinds of fish in that cart.
Come on, Harry. Let's buy the shrimp and the sea bass from him.
Okay. You follow him. I'll get the bean sprouts and pay for the vegetables. Then I'll catch up to you.
All right.
Susan? Excuse me, officer. Have you seen a woman about this tall with blonde hair and...
Sorry, mister...100 people pass this street corner every few minutes. Maybe I saw her, but I can't really say for sure.
I understand, officer. Thanks anyway.
Good luck.
Harry! Oh, there you are!
Susan, am I happy to see you? I thought I lost you.
And I thought I lost you! I went down the wrong street.
Well, we found each other.
And a thing, too!We have to finish our shopping.
Did the man with the cart have the shrimp and the sea bass?
Yes. Look in the bag. They're beautiful. And just wait till you taste Lily's cooking.
Susan, if eating Lily's dinner is just half as interesting as buying the ingredients for it, well, I'm sure it will be great.
Today, we're going to look at one way to say we are very glad to see someone.
Am I happy to see you?
Am I happy to see you is different from saying, I am happy to see you. Listen.
Harry!
Susan, am I happy to see you?
Am I happy to see you? In other words, I'm very, very happy to see you.Here's another example. Your car has run out of gas. You wait for an hour. No one stops. At last, someone drives by and stops to help you. What do you say?
Am I happy to see you?
That's right. Am I happy to see you? That means I am very, very happy to see you. Bye for now.
And now, Act Two.
This time, on Tuning In the USA, we are at Susan's apartment in New York City. There's a dinner party going on. Susan and her friend Harry bought the ingredients for the meal. Lily, a Chinese-American friend of Susan's, is cooking dinner. Ed, an actor, helps chop the vegetables. As they discuss the American diet, everyone agrees that it's changing for the better.
Okay, Ed, I'm ready to add in the eggplant.
Where is the eggplant?
Susan, did you and Harry forget the eggplant?
Of course not, Lily. I know it's eggs.
Here we are, the eggplant.
Okay, need to start cooking it now. Ed, quickly can you chop all of the eggplant into thin strips about 2 inches long?
I'll do the best I can.
Ed, let me and Harry help you. Here are two more knives. We'll all chop.
Ed, you handled that knife like a professional cook.
I'm a professional actor.
I thought someone said you worked in a restaurant.
I do. In between acting jobs. I'm a waiter.
A lot of actors do that kind of work, don't they? Waiting on tables.
Yep. It seems like half the waiters at our restaurant are actors or singers.
Oh, Ed and I went out to eat the other day, and at the restaurant, all the waiters and waitresses sang and danced in between serving dinners.
Oh.
It was...
I guess they'd have to be actors to get a waiting job at that restaurant.
That's right. And I'll bet all of them are hoping to be out of that job, and in a great new play or a film.
That's the actor's life, always changing.
True. But there's change in every job. I mean, look at the food and restaurant businesses. Talk about change. The American diet is much different than it was 10 years ago.
I guess people are eating more healthy foods.
Much healthier. Here's the eggplant, Lily. All chopped. Just think about it. Are any of you eating the same way you ate 10 years ago?
I know I'm not. I was just starting my own business then. I didn't have much money. Once, when I was working late, I ate a whole box of chocolate donuts.
Chocolate donuts?
Oh, no, that sounds terrible.
The next day, I promised myself never to do that again.
The tea kettle. Oh, Ed, we forgot to set out the teacups. Would you do that, please?
Sure thing. A cup for Susan. A cup for Lily. 2 cups for Harry.
2 cups for Harry.
Green tea is like medicine. The Chinese believe it makes you healthy.
So, what does that have to do with me?
Aren't you the guy who ate a whole box of donuts?
Let's listen to Ed asking Harry a question.
Aren't you the guy who ate a whole box of donuts?
But Ed already knows the answer. And often when we know the answer, or when we think we know the answer, we ask a negative question. Okay, now listen to Harry.
I thought someone said you worked in a restaurant.
Or he could ask a negative question.
Don't you work in a restaurant?
Now it's your turn. Listen, and then change this sentence to a negative question.
I thought you were going to cook.
Aren't you?
Aren't you going to cook?
That's right. And now, isn't it the end of the show? Yes, it is. Bye for now.
We hope you'll join us next time on Maxwell Macmillan's Tuning In the USA.